Menachos Perek Yud Beis Mishneh Gimel. We're continuing the discussion we had in the last few Mishnayos about different Eifanim of Nodav and Nodav Kav Mincha, where there were mistakes, discrepancies in what was said and what was done. Harelai Mincha Min HaSoirin Yovi Min HaChitim. There is no such thing as a Mincha Min HaSoirin. The only Mincha Min HaSoirin we have is a Korban Oimer or a Mincha Soiter. A regular Mincha, there's no such thing. So when he says it, the Harei Olai Mincha is Chal, the Min HaSoirin is Dvar B'Telem. So therefore, what's Chal on him is a neder to bring Min HaChitim. Kemach, if he says that he's going to bring Kemach, which is not finely sifted flour, Yovi Soilis, the Torah always says it sells, has to be brought Likuva. There is no such thing as a Mincha of Kemach. Beloy Shemin Olavoyna, again, there's no such thing, a regular Mincha has to be with Shemin Olavoyna. Yovi Imo Shemin Olavoyna. The neder is Chal, Ba'ifin HaKosher, and it's Chal the way he said without the details that are a Masna Mashal Kosabat Torah. Chatzi Yisoroin, Yovi Yisoroin Shalom. Again, the minimal shear is Chatzi Yisoroin. Yisoroin Umechza Yovi Shnaim. Here's a Toshtet Achidish. Luchar the Yisoroin Umechza is a good shear, but he has to bring two Yisoroinis. Why? Seems to be Exez HaKosav. It's not clear exactly where this comes from. Where does it say in the Pasuk that the Korban Mincha can only be measured in Shiurim of full Yisroinis? Ishklar. Abazai Shteit. It's a Tesefta Mufurish, but that's the Exez HaKosav. Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon holds that he's not Mechuyv at all, because when he says Yisroin Umechta, or he says Chatz Yisroin, same thing, Shaloy Yisnadiv Kederech HaMisnadiv. The Verter are not a Korban Mincha. When he says that he's being menadiv, a Korban Mincha, so he's mechuyv. But anytime he speaks out a Korban Mincha, without this prat, without that prat, the amount that doesn't stim with dinei menachos, so that's not a lashon of a menadiv. You could say that he wanted to, but he didn't say it out. What he said was not kederech hamisnadiv. So therefore he's not chayv at all. Mishneh Dalet, misnadiv odom, mincha shel shishim yisorin, maybe bekleched. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Person could be menadiv, a jumbo neder of mincha, all the way up to shishim esarim, and he can bring it with one kli. Im omar harel shishim ve'echod, so then he's going to have to bring maybe shishim b'kli echod, ve'echod b'kli echod. He's going to have to bring one in a separate kli, outside of the whole 60. Shekein, the Mishnah goes off into an arichus over here. Why is the shear of how much it can be b'kli echod shishim? So what the Mishnah is going to do is, the Mishnah is going to propose that the largest shear that we have on the record for a Korban Mincha is shishim. Let's see the cheshbon. Shekein tzibur maybe b'yom tov rishon shalchag, shechaliyah is b'shabbos shishim ve'echod. Make a cheshbon, this is a shtickel on the yom, we're holding Yemei Sukkis, that the largest amount of behemos that are brought for a Korban Musaf with the accompanying Korban Menachos is like this. On the first day of Sukkot, when Makriv Shivim Parim over the whole 7 days of Sukkot, the first day is 14 Kvasim, Shnei Eilim, with 13 Parim. If you make a cheshbon of everything, so what comes out is that there's going to be 60. Now, what the Mefarshim add is, what happens if the first day of Sukkot is Chal B'Shabbos? So what's going to happen is, there's going to be more menachos than any other day possible during the year. More menachos that accompany karbonis. And in Mela, there's 33 behemoths, because you're going to have the 13 parim, 2 elim, 18 kvasim, because you're going to have the 14 of Yom Tiv, plus the 2 kivsei musav, and also 2 kvasim of karbonis tamid. So Mela, what he says is that since lo motzinu, then the Beis HaMikdash, they should be makir for the tzibur more than the amount of 60 Yisroinis. Make the cheshbon kefi the musafim, how much is lagabi each type of behema. So mela, it can only be brought up to 60. This is the cheshbon of the Tanakama. The Mishnah finishes off, dayoy liyochet she'epochas min atzibur echot. No, it's going to be 61, therefore the minimal share, I'm sorry, the maximum share of a yochid has to be less somewhat than the tzibur, go up to 60. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon also has a mesoros of 60, but from a different reason. The mixtures are not nivlal, Because we had earlier in the Masechta that you can't mix together in Perek Tes, you can't mix together the Menachos of Purim with Kvasim, because their ratio of Soilus to Shemnei Yain is not the same. Enam Nivlolum Zemza, they can't be mixed together. Anything where the ratio is the same, you can mix together. So Meli, you can't look at that, that's brought 60. It's never going to be brought 61, because it's never going to be mixed together in a Kli, so that's not a Noisei. Elo, Ad Shishim Yuchel Nibol, Chazal have a Mesoiris, that until 60 in one Kli, it could mix efficiently, it could mix well. This is a famous principle, the Gemara brings in many places. It's a Gemara being a Kuv Gimel, Chazal used this. It's a Galoshin called Kolaroi Lebilo, Ein Bila Ma'akeves Boi. A mincha has to mix. The Shemen and the Yayin and the Soilus have to be mixable. Lemaisi, even without Blilo, it's kosher. It's kosher because it's Roi Lebilo, even if you didn't actually do it, the Roi Lebilo is enough. Kolaroi Lebilo, the Etzem Chefze is still Betzem the same. You didn't do the Maisa Blilo, so therefore Ein Bila Ma'akeves Boi. Because then you distorted the tzura of the carbon mincha be'etzim. Say back to the chacham, Amru loy shishim nivlom, shishim echad ein nivlom. Is that the metzias? 60 kud, 61 kin. Amru I'm coming to chacham kin. Chazal kaveh, that's the tzura sadvarim. Does it mean, depending on the exact texture, that it can't be a little bit this way, a little bit that way? Chazal kaveh, that's the shir. And he gives the other examples. This is not the normal tzura of a Mishnah to be Meirich as much, but this was a discussion, a very fundamental discussion. With Chazal Kaveh, a shear, that shear blibes the shear, even though in the Metzias it could be slightly different. Bar Boim So Hu Toivol, the Boim So in a Mikvah comes from the fact that this is Verochatz Kol B'Sori B'Mayim. Kol B'Sori, Chazal make a shear, 3 amas by 1 amah, by 1 amah, the shear is a total of, a liquid total of Bar Boim So. Barboim so toivel, barboim so chos a kart of any yachalit mumem. He can't pull in his stomach and shrink his shoulders a little bit. Abazayidus, that's the midish shetovu chacham. En misnadvim loig shnayim vachamisho. This is the mission just finished off with one detail, that for a person to be menadev a loig of yayin, it has to be similar to some midah which is brought as a korban. And a person can never bring a loig echod of yayin, or two lugim, or chamisha. Because this is never the tzura of a carbon. Al misnadvin shloisha, v'chein arbo v'shisha, because all these are measurements that we find by kvasim, elim, parim. And therefore, umishisha, ulamala, one could, because you could have two behemoths being brought in that measurement. But 1, 3, and 5, that will never fit, male, that can never be brought.